Good morning, you're listening to FloridaLA.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Washington, D.C. at the FEI group meeting, and I'm with Max Holland and Amy Foster. How are you guys doing?
We're doing great, Kemp. It's great to be here with you.
We're so excited to be in the middle of our national conference.
Yeah, I've missed this for a couple of years. Glad to be here. You know, this got started, many people know, with Dave Geesling, and I love coming to this meeting because it's about relationships. It's about sharpening your saw and getting better. But let's tell our listeners what's going on here. Max, you're Executive Vice President of the whole group. Amy, you're Vice President of Flooring. The FEI group is a group of contractors. And for flooring, it's the builder side and the multifamily side. But Max, there's more to it than that, right?
There is more to it than that. We started 25 years ago, as you mentioned. And, you know, we started as a buying group. And our members would tell you, if you surveyed them today, they would say, yes, we're a buying group. We've got good programs. We've got good negotiation power with our supply partners and good partnerships with our supply partners. But the biggest thing we get out of it is opportunities like this to come together, to share best business practices and sharpen the saw, as you mentioned, and be better business operators because of their involvement and engagement with FEI Group.
So size and scope, I mean, you added safety cones, I think, last year. You got several groups to talk. Tell us just real quick about that.
So we now have 681 total members across five different divisions. The legacy divisions being in flooring. 115 flooring members today, and those members represent 25% of new home construction installations for flooring, as well as 25% of unit turns in the multifamily segment. We have 13.8 million square feet of warehouse space with 9,000 full-time employees, and we manage 10,000 daily installation crews in those two segments on a daily basis.
That's impressive. And Amy, you focus on the flooring side, and I just heard those numbers. So you've been growing because it was about 50 on each side. Now there's more than that, right?
It is. We have actively grown over the last couple of years. You know, I've been on board now for about a year and a half, and one of our targets is to provide additional value to the membership. And to do that, we want to expand what our current membership is. So we have focused a little bit on member growth, more so with our members internally as well. Where they want to grow, we want to help them grow. So we always welcome that and lean into that, but also looking to add the right member to our group that matches what we're doing here. Their core values align with our core values. So we're excited about the growth opportunities that are ahead of us.
And new this year, you added Steve Cool to the multifamily side, right?
We sure did. Steve is our director of multifamily, and Steve keeps us on our toes every day. He is a self-professed data nerd, and we love that about him. He dives in and looks at things uniquely, a new perspective that is just a complement to what we're doing on our home solution side with our director, Wes Wieger. So very happy to have him.
Tell us a little bit about market conditions.
Well, market conditions are, I mean, they're tough. This was a tough year. I think everybody had highs and lows this year, regardless of the segment you're in. Whether it was affordability in multifamily or whether it was interest rates and demand in the housing market, they've all faced challenges with the market. And I think, you know, they're all optimistic about 2025, which is good for us. They're coming into this conference and beyond in a positive environment and a positive perspective. So we're leaning into that as well. But yeah, it's a tough year. Everyone's had a tough year. We get it.
And maybe this month we're going to hear about interest rates coming down. So 25 might be even better on the new builder side, right?
It could be. Sure. On the new builder side, for sure, that everyone's looking for that first dip. So we're all waiting for that. You know, multifamily side, even with the interest rate decline, there's still an affordability issue there. So that may not change as quickly with multifamily. We may see a little bit of a pause still going into 2025, but they're all optimistic and they know, you know, if they're in new construction, there's some positive growth there. The pipeline is starting to populate a little bit. And then on the turn side, still a little bit of a challenge, but they're finding ways to maximize the margin with the opportunities that are in front of them.
All right. So we all watch as we see consolidation in every different sector of the business. And I missed, as I mentioned, a couple of years here, and I've been wanting to come because we watched as Ready Carpet was purchased by Home Depot. They're still part of this group. And then we've been watching as Artisan Design Group, you know, has continued to get bigger. And even, you know, one of your leaders, Andy Hogan, now is over there. So tell us a little bit about the dynamics of this business with those dimensions.
Well, if you look at it, and I think the question is rooted in the fact that if you look at our original mission statement, our original call to action is we allow the independent business operator to thrive on their own terms. And if you look at ADG, they have a decentralized command, as does Ready Carpet. So there's still individual business operators running those business units. And that's what we're all about. So we allow the independent business operator to thrive on their own terms and bring them tools and bring them new solutions on how they might be able to have better business operations to do that better. So they really still fit in our core of what we do every day.
We're at your meeting, happens once a year. Tell us about the highlights here in Washington.
We are launching our learning management system this year. Post-conference, we're going to be having a learning management platform for all of the members to engage and come in and have one place, single source of truth for all of the learning and training and development that their team needs to onboard and to deploy talent in a way that gives them a competitive advantage.
I know you have an economist.
Allie Wolf.
She's going to be talking tomorrow, right?
She is. Yeah, she's going to be leading a Learning Academy session for us. It's going to be a packed house as usual. We've got multiple Learning Academies this conference that we're very excited about. So we're going to find there's a breakout session for every member. There's something that each of them are looking forward to, whether we're talking about the advancements in AI, which are starting to dominate in our flooring segments. We've got Allie Wolf, as you mentioned, as an economist. We've got Mo Bunnell, who's in for us to really talk about the industry and how he can grow the sales leadership there. A whole host of Learning Academy sessions. So we're very excited to bring those opportunities to the member because it just helps them lean into their business and take away the plus one that they're looking for from this conference.
And you kicked it off with a Green Beret speaker this afternoon, right?
We did. Scott Mann just knocked it out of the park.
So good.
He spoke about all the areas that we teed up for our members this week on organizational health. And he just closed it with a very emotional and very powerful way to engage their employees. It was really, really powerful.
So if you had to sum it all up, this is really about continuing to build relationships, this meeting, right?
It always is. Kemp, I mentioned that earlier. It's always about ironing, sharpening iron, that they can come together and just be better business operators because of their membership with FEI Group. And we just want to create more of those opportunities for independent contractors to come together and have those opportunities.
So you're owned by Nationwide. Has that made any difference to the business?
Well, I mentioned the learning management system that we're going to be launching this year. They already had a great platform for that. And so that has been integral in us being able to do that. The other thing our members are challenged with is having the right data at the right moment to make better business decisions. And they've got a great platform that we'll be launching over the next couple of years as well called Primetrics that allows us to take data in a way that gives them the right scorecard to make better decisions. So absolutely, our partnership with the Nationwide Marketing Group has been fantastic.
All right, guys. Well, it's good to catch up with you. Again, been talking to Max Holland and Amy Foster here at the FEI Group meeting, and you've been listening to Kemp R and FloridaDaily.net.